are still 4 more weeks to the Easter season. So I say to you, Christ is risen. Hallelujah. Did you catch the last line of that first reading? Acts of the Apostles. The disciples were filled with joy and the Holy Spirit. What's the big deal? The disciples were filled with joy. Now, not just because they were in the upper room and Jesus appeared to them. That's pretty good, huh? If Jesus came to you and me, we'd be a little happy about it, wouldn't we? But Paul and Barnabas were challenged, contradicted, rejected, and run out of town. And the disciples are filled with joy. The early Christian disciples are persecuted by the Romans and the Jews, and the disciples are filled with joy. See, it's easy to be filled with joy when everything's going well, isn't it? But the challenge of the Christian message is precisely when things are not going well, when our lives are struggling and burdened and disordered and sometimes very handicapped, to still have within our hearts a deep sense of joy because Christ is risen from the dead. Now, I think I saw a little bit of that 2 weeks ago right here when little Lillian and Mary Grace received their first Holy Communion. They were filled with joy. Last night, 16 boys and girls, they walked in a little bit scared and nervous, but receiving the Lord for the first time and walking out of the church, they're filled with joy. What happened to us? Is the message that Christ is alive and in Christ's resurrection we have the opportunity for eternal life so familiar to us, so old hat, so routine, that it doesn't excite us anymore? Is there something holding us back, like you don't want to be a pious holy roller? But who around you in your family life, in your work life, in your neighborhood would perceive that as a Christian believer, despite whatever responsibilities and burdens weigh upon your life right now, you're still filled with joy? Does anybody see it? Oh, I get it. When I was walking down there sprinkling you with baptismal water, I saw all those really joyful people, huh? It's like, put your head down so you don't get in your eyes. Something is holding us back, impeding us from letting people know that realistically and honestly and in face of life's responsibilities and burdens, we still have a rootedness and a confident hope in Jesus Christ. It's not an accident that two of the major writings of Pope Francis, a year and a half ago, The Joy of the Gospel, and last week, The Joy of Love and Family Life, the Pope's onto something. The Pope is calling us and challenging us to not lose sight of the reason for our joy, even in the midst of Christ's life's burdens. The responsorial song that we just sang started out like this. Sing joyfully to the Lord. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before the Lord with joyful song. Come before the Lord right here, week after week, with a spirit of joyfulness in our hearts because Christ is risen from the dead. So I ask you, does anyone around you have any evidence to see that you have a deep spirit of joy in your faith, despite whatever burdens you carry at this time? It's not just for little children making their first Holy Communion. It's not just for a bride and groom walking down this aisle on their wedding day. It's for all of us who do believe that Jesus is risen from the dead, and in him, we have the opportunity for eternal life. Not pie in the sky, not naive, childish, unrealistic approach, but a deep conviction that because Christ is risen, we have life. So I say to you, where's your joy?